Hollywood spreads fake news, trash a whole Trump during coronavirus presser. By David Ng on March 13, 2020. Hollywood stars hurled insults at President Donald Trump and spread false claims during his latest coronavirus press conference at the White House Rose Garden, where the president declared a national emergency and announced measures that sent the major stock indices soaring late Friday. Celebrities called President Trump an asshole and a moron on social media as he announced his administration's plan to free up $50 billion to fight the spread of coronavirus. The president also put forth economic incentives, including waiving student interest payments on federal loans. The Hollywood elite also used their influencer roles to spread fake news to their millions of social media followers about the conference and the president's response to the global outbreak. Author Stephen King falsely claimed that the president's coronavirus team is all male, all old, and all white. But at Friday's press conference, at least two women spoke to the media, and one was a woman of color, Seema Verma, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and Dr. Deborah Birx, who is part of the White House's coronavirus response team. Actress Bette Midler continued to spread the false claim that President Trump called the coronavirus a hoax. The president used the word hoax at a recent campaign rally to describe the Democrats' attempts to politicize the illness and hurt his administration. Songwriter Richard Marx, who isn't a Trump supporter, noted that this narrative that he called the actual virus a hoax is patently false. Comedian Chelsea Handler and actor Josh Molina both called President Trump a moron. Oscar-nominated actress Minnie Driver called the president an asshole twice in two separate tweets. In the first tweet, she made the bizarre accusation that the president is monetizing the virus by partnering with Google to create a coronavirus test website. In her second tweet, she continued her tirade, claiming that the government shouldn't be partnering with the private sector to fight the spread of the illness. Actress Jane Lynch also mocked the Trump administration's decision to partner with Google. Actor Jeffrey Wright made light of the fact that the Trump administration asked the CEOs of Walgreens, Target, Walmart, and CVS to attend the press conference as part of the government's effort to partner with pharmacies around the country in an effort to accelerate testing. Actress Ashley Judd called the assembly of CEOs on Friday a white man frat party. Actress Mia Farrow also railed against the public-private partnerships that the Trump administration is forging to combat the virus. So many corporations, the husbands and wives, actress wrote. The 40-year-old virgin filmmaker Judd Apatow bemoaned the fact that President Trump focused on the United States during his press conference, and not the entire world. He also called the president a liar without providing any evidence. Filmmaker Rob Reiner insulted Vice President Mike Pence, who also spoke during Friday's press conference at the Rose Garden. Actor Adam Goldberg dismissed the entire press conference as a motherfucking campaign ad. Actress Samantha Mathis repeated the New York Times designation of the coronavirus as the Trump virus, a term coined by Times columnist Gail Collins. Several celebrities including Bradley Whitford, Michael Ian Black, Chelsea Peretti, John Cho, and Elizabeth Perkins freaked out over President Trump's decision to shake the hands of some of his colleagues during Friday's press event. Third Rock from the Sun star Kristen Johnston joked about the way President Trump described the words national emergency as two very big words. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.